Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 24, A Peace That Stays. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. John 14, verse 27. Sit with those words for a moment. Jesus didn't say them on a calm afternoon. He said them hours before he was betrayed, arrested, and crucified. The heaviest night in all of human history was closing in, and it was right then, in that darkness, that he opened his hands and offered peace. Think about what that means. The peace he is giving you was not born in comfort. It was forged in the hardest place imaginable. This is not a fragile peace. This is a peace that has already been through the cross and come out the other side. And he is deliberate about this. Not as the world gives. You know the world's version of peace. It's that good feeling when everything is settled, when the money is there, when the people you love are okay, when the news from the doctor is good, but the moment any one of those things shifts, the peace shifts with it. It is entirely dependent on circumstances, and circumstances never hold still for long. His peace is different. It is not hanging on the weather of your week. It is anchored somewhere the storm cannot reach, in Christ himself, who lives in you. And look at what he says. My peace I give to you. He gives it, present tense, no conditions. It is not a reward you earn by being disciplined enough, faithful enough, good enough. It is an inheritance. It is received, not manufactured. But there is a part that belongs to you. Jesus says, let not your hearts be troubled. That is a command. And if it is a command, then a choice is possible. You can refuse to rehearse panic. You know that rehearsal, running the problem over and over in your mind, imagining the worst outcome, feeding the anxiety, as if that were somehow useful. Receiving his peace includes saying no to that. Not because the difficulty isn't real, but because something steadier than the difficulty lives inside you. This peace does not make the storm disappear. That is not the promise. The promise is that this peace outlasts the storm. Christ in you is more stable than anything coming at you. And that changes everything, not because your situation has changed, but because you are standing on different ground. So today, before breakfast, before the phone, before you rush into the noise of the day, sit down, 2 minutes of silence, breathe slowly, and pray one line, Lord, I receive your peace today. Don't recite it. Receive it, let it land. That is the one thing asked of you today. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.